William Kreisel is one of Palm Springs' most notable mid-century architects. He's best known for his tract developments in Palm Springs. Kreisel produced fantastic modern architecture throughout his career while maintaining a down-to-earth approach. He never forgot that architecture was for people and must respect economy, constructability, and the market. Because of this approach, over 40,000 living units designed by Kreisel have been built, with nearly 1,500 located in Palm Springs. Kreisel stands out as one of the most influential architects practicing in California during the mid-century. He had a sound philosophical grasp on architecture, was extremely talented at drawing, understood the outside forces affecting his work, and most importantly, while others were fabricating grand manifestos on architecture, he was building architecture. Kreisel didn't refer to himself as a modern architect. To him, modern implied a static, fixed style, capable of being outmoded in the future. Instead, he referred to himself as an architect who believed in modernism. For him, modernism was a philosophy, language, and a fundamental set of beliefs capable of changing and adapting to new conditions over time. Modernism is, therefore, a living idea, constantly evolving. In practice, many clients come to us asking for a particular style. When engaged in this discussion, we developed a similar take to Kreisel. A philosophy and set of values guide the design rather than a superficial requirement to achieve a particular style. This approach often creates more interesting and varied results aesthetically as well. In the mid-1900s, many architects looked at tract developments as the work for draftsmen. William Kreisel didn't take this approach. He saw tract developments as an opportunity to learn, develop his skills, and build a stable source of work to keep his practice supported. Kreisel operated between the pragmatic economics of the tract home developer and high modern design. He was able to successfully meet the requirements that the developers demanded while simultaneously injecting his modern philosophies and aesthetics into the projects. He didn't see the economic restrictions of the developer as constraints in his work. Rather, he saw it as an opportunity. When Kreisel went into the service, he met and made relationships with people of all different cultures, social status, and economic situations. From this exposure, he developed the idea that good design and architecture should be available to the masses, not just for the financially privileged. Kreisel understood that there were forces outside of architecture that influenced how a house was designed, built, and sold to a customer. He worked hard to understand the entire process and adapted their designs with a level of humility absent from many of the prominent architects of the day. His firm incorporated services such as marketing, sales, land acquisition, cost analysis, financing, landscaping, advertising, brochures, graphics, interiors, and the design of sales offices into their offerings. This holistic approach and broad knowledge base made him more attractive to developers and allowed him to create more informed and honest pieces of architecture. His work didn't pretend to be better than the realities of the conditions at the time. It was sober and realistic. After working on tract home developments for the Alexanders, Kreisel gained confidence and trust with the Alexander family. In 1962, the Alexanders hired Kreisel to design a custom home for their family in Palm Springs. Kreisel had the humility to start with smaller, less attractive tract homes and build rapport with a successful company. He was ultimately rewarded with a larger commission for a custom home through this path. As an architect, this development in Kreisel's career can teach us a valuable lesson about reputation and relationships. Gaining someone's trust to guide them through the process of building a home can be a difficult sell. The most important tool we have as architects is our reputation and relationships with other industry professionals. Builders, developers, engineers, and banks can refer you to clients. That referral can make your job much easier because the client already has a level of trust in you. Kreisel's relationship with the Alexander family allowed him to design and build one of the most iconic homes in Palm Springs. The house he designed for the Alexander family, commonly known as the House of Tomorrow, was a highly experimental home, with a series of octagonal pods organized, each containing a different room. Elvis and Priscilla Presley used it as their honeymoon retreat, which skyrocketed the notoriety and iconicity of the home. Photographs, postcards, and write-ups were distributed throughout the media, showing modern living to the masses. Kreisel had a profound and appreciative interest in landscape architecture. In 1954, he obtained his license to practice as a landscape architect in California. This allowed him to offer landscape design services with his homes. After studying many of Kreisel's beautiful drawings, you'll notice that his perspectives, plans, and elevations are always elaborately accompanied by highly detailed sketches of trees, shrubbery, ground cover, and hardscape. Adding these elements is a critical element that makes Kreisel's sketches so appealing and convincing. It's clear that he was thinking about the entire experience and environment around a building, not just the architecture. For Kreisel, the harmony of the exterior landscape and gardens with the architecture and interior spaces was critical. He could control the relationship between architecture and landscape by offering landscape design services. This created another income stream for the firm, often resulted in a more cohesive, holistic design, and simplified the design coordination process for their clients. Years after projects were completed, Kreisel would visit the homes to observe how the architecture and landscape were performing. He diligently used this practice to refine his architectural material palette and landscape plant palette as well. William Kreisel is renowned for his impact on mid-century modern architecture, most notably for the development of tract homes he designed in California. His work was instrumental in the rise of modernism, and his influence can still be seen today.